Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program heard weekdays on 18 radio stations with 27 signals all across the Treasure State. Thanks for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook at Voices of Montana and on the internet at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Some court cases to talk about here. A federal judge in Kansas this week granted Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson's request to block the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness orders. Supreme Court ruled that was unconstitutional. The Biden administration had a workaround plan that got caught. A.G. Knutson here to discuss that today. It's a developing story. Also, earlier court win preserving Title IX protections for young women. We'll get that. Young women and girls in sports and other activities. So that's on the plate. And the amount of fentanyl continues to coming into this country, continues to rise. We'll talk about those seizure numbers. That ahead with Austin Knutson, our Attorney General on Voices of Montana. Austin Knutson, Montana's excellent Attorney General, joins us today. And Austin, how you doing today, sir?
I'm great, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Guys, I appreciate you being here, you know, check in on, just a ton of stuff going on here. I know there's fentanyl seizure numbers to talk about here, and, why don't we start there? It's coming across the border. It's all wrapped up in this border security, and I noted because Chris Klem, and he was on the program just last week, he's visiting Montana. He's the former Border Patrol chief and talking, you know, just giving that, you know, it's 27 years experience there on the border as well. So it's real valuable to have him here. You did an op-ed with him and Jesse Ramos from Americans for Prosperity. And I liked that the focus, Austin, was on, not the politics about what to do with immigration. It's probably right in your wheelhouse. It's border security there.
Yeah, well, that's a great tee up, Tom, because you're right. It's not political. And that's what makes Chris Klem's testimony and experience on this so compelling. This is a multi-decade law enforcement professional. Okay, this is a guy who's been in charge of all the Border Patrol in the country. These are law enforcement professionals. These are our national border cops. Okay, they keep us safe every day. And so when you've got someone of that caliber who is willing to step out and say, hey, we've got a tremendous problem. We've got a border security problem in this country under this administration, and we're all paying the price for it, even here in little old Montana, that's compelling. I was happy to get with Chris and to co-author that op-ed because he's spot on. We know where the fentanyl is coming from, Tom.
Yeah.
It's not political. Truly, I tell people all the time, it's not rhetoric. It's not my political opinion. It's a fact. You talk to anyone in law enforcement, DEA, federal law enforcement, local law enforcement, task force, we know where this poison is coming from. It's coming from Mexican cartels, and it's coming across the southern border. It's not coming in from Canada, not coming across from the oceans, although some of the precursors for the fentanyl for sure we know are coming from China, but they're being manufactured in Mexico by the cartels, smuggled across the southern border, and they're in our state in larger numbers than ever, Tom.
Yeah. And how, it's not just our state though. I mean, it's a lot of states. How are we going to deal with this problem, Austin?
Well, so you're spot on. I mean, when I talk to my colleagues, other AGs in other states, everyone is dealing with the same thing Montana is. Our fentanyl seizures in Montana, I didn't think it could get, it depends on how you look at it, right? Yeah. Is it better or is it worse? Last year, 2023 was a record for our law enforcement fentanyl seizures in Montana. Now that's fentanyl we're taking off the highways, off the streets. That's a good thing. But we're just seeing so much more of it, Tom. We're already on pace to shatter last year's record for 2024. So it's concerning. We're seeing larger and larger shipments. That's nationwide. That's not just a Montana thing. Everybody is seeing that across the 50 states. What do we do about it? We got to secure that southern border. I mean, this is not rocket science, Tom. It's not long division. It's coming across the southern border because our policies are so weak down there, and this administration is so soft on border security that the stuff has been just being walked across. That's the answer.
Well, and it's one of the tools. And Senator Tester, of course, voted. He calls it a gross waste of taxpayer dollars, and votes against border security or border wall anyway. But it's really only one tool, isn't it, Austin? An important one.
There's a lot. Very important. Yeah. Okay, and we can talk about a wall. We can talk about a fence. We can talk about states being able to do this. Look, let's talk about what happens when we capture these illegal individuals committing crimes in Montana.
Yeah.
Okay, when they commit a state crime in the state, we can prosecute them. But very often what happens is they're turned over to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. And because of new regulations and rules coming out of D.C., we're not able to detain them in Montana, which means they're being let loose. The administration won't tell us that officially, but I'm being told that by numerous sources inside the feds, inside federal law enforcement. They're handcuffed by this administration. This administration is not letting them detain dangerous illegal immigrants who commit crimes in Montana. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah, and do. I mean, number one, they're not telling you, so how do we get we don't have a handle on it as a state. And then the legislature wants to address it in some fashion as well. It couldn't call itself into a special session to do that. But there are things that states can do or have done. Austin, our Attorney General, Austin Knutson, what do you see that might work for Montana?
Well, there's three states that have tried this. So right now, and I get asked this question a lot. Well, why aren't we just arresting these people if we know they're illegals in Montana? Or we suspect they're illegals, why don't we just arrest them? Because that's not a crime in Montana. That might sound kind of silly to folks, but that's a federal crime. That's a federal issue. And that's actually right in line with our U.S. Constitution. The federal government has that authority to enforce our borders and to enforce immigration policy. That's not a power that belongs to the state, although that's being tested. There's three states now in the entire U.S. that have passed laws that say if we catch you in our state and you are an illegal alien, that is a state crime.
Yeah.
And we can prosecute you for that. That's Texas, that's Louisiana, and that's Iowa. All three of those states have had that law challenged in federal court. And so the quick and the dirty is we don't know the answer to it yet. Working through various appeals courts. One appeals court has let Texas's law stay in place while it's being fought through the courts. So I suspect we're going to probably see this come up in the next Montana legislative session. I would be absolutely shocked if we didn't. I can also tell you that if the legislature passes that, we're very likely to have to litigate that. And I'm happy to do so. I mean, I think that would be a great tool for our law enforcement officers in Montana to have. Because we are encountering this more and more often. We've had sting operations. We had a major child sex and human trafficking sting bust in Gallatin County, and it ended up that a number of those individuals were illegal aliens in the country, and I think a couple of them got released. So I certainly have some concerns here. But that's one area where states are trying to do something about this because the feds won't do it.
Yeah, and it sounds very defendable constitutionally. So I like that approach as well. What about the ones that are getting away? And nobody's really talking about them because we don't have enough information. But those that have entered on the terrorist list, we believe, so to speak, what are attorney generals across the country and you talking about the potential for those to develop into, you know, terrorist cells in this country?
Well, we certainly keep a very close eye on that, as close as we're able. What's frustrating to me, Tom, is that I'm in charge of the State Intelligence Center. I mean, we have a state fusion center. It's called the MATIC, M-A-T-I-C. But that's our state fusion center for intelligence sharing with various law enforcement agencies, including the feds. Mm-hmm. What's frustrating is that the Biden administration is not a good partner. They do not share intelligence with the states very well at all. Case in point, when that Chinese spy balloon came over the state, we now know that the Biden administration knew about that for days ahead of time. They knew before it was even over the U.S. that that existed. Did they give us a heads up? No. That's a piece of intelligence that should have been shared with our fusion center, with our local law enforcement, so people didn't panic when they saw this thing. But that's exactly what happened. We had to have Larry Meyer from the Billings Gazette take a picture of this thing. It went viral, and we all figured out what it was. That's frustrating, but that's a great case in point. This administration does not play well with the state partners. They are very poor about sharing intelligence with the states, especially when it comes to law enforcement matters. Now, look, I don't want to throw all federal law enforcement under the bus. We've got some really, really good federal law enforcement partners in Montana. Federal DEA, especially out of the Billings office, they're fantastic to work with. But I know there's a lot of law enforcement professionals in those federal circles who are frustrated because they're handcuffed. They're not able to share intelligence. And when they do tell me things, usually it's quietly. They pull me into a corner because they don't want to get in trouble because they're not supposed to talk to me. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful, Tom. That doesn't help us do our job here in the state of Montana.
Yeah, that's a modus of MOD that has to be changed. I'm not getting it right, but that is a way of doing business that needs to be changed for us. Montana's Attorney General Austin Knutson joins us here. Department of Justice, nearly 800 dedicated public servants there. Former representative as well, House District 34 in 2011 and continued on there. And now this fifth generation Montanan, our Attorney General. Let's take a quick call. Nancy's listening to KGHL 94.7 and Mighty 790 in Roundup. And good morning, Nancy. You're on with Attorney General Austin Knutson.
And good morning, Attorney General. You're doing a great job. But I have to tell you, you know, I'm a freelance writer. I've been writing about illegal immigration since the 1980s when I discovered the Catholic Church bringing El Salvadorians into the state of Michigan and the city of Detroit. And I know that the Democrats, Senator Ted Kennedy, reopened our border in 1965 because it was closed from 1920 until 1965. But the point here is I just don't think that we're really putting up a big enough fight. I think in order to get law, we have to start breaking some laws that people like the corrupt Biden administration are imposing upon us. 99,000 illegals cross the northern border, according to our Border Patrol agents. That's almost the population of Billings, Montana. I don't have to tell you this is not sustainable. Yes, they are dangerous people. And like the 3% of the Revolutionary War, I think it's time to really put up a fight, take these people off of the streets, put them in detention centers. I don't care how long we have to hold them. Just start doing it. Just start attacking the issue, and the hell with the Biden administration and what they say. And there is a Border Patrol rally in Great Falls today, and I guess it's going to be several more across the state. So I could stay on here forever talking.
Sounds like it, Nancy.
Thank you so
much. Thank you for that comment. I appreciate that. I'll get their Chief Clem is going to be appearing, and I'll get that out here in just a little bit. But, Austin, you may want to respond to that. How do you take this fight up a level?
Well, Nancy, I certainly understand the frustration. One of the things I will say is that I maintain very, very good communication with federal Border Patrol agents here in Montana. That's administered primarily out of the Havre sector. Some great law enforcement professionals working up there. The northern border of the U.S., we certainly know, is an issue. But I can tell you, here in Montana, we're actually the quietest sector of the entire northern border. Now, that isn't to say that we don't get some incursions and some trouble once in a while, but as a matter of the numbers, Montana is quite low. Almost all the drugs actually are trying to flow north into Canada, not south from Canada. Now, again, we do occasionally see some illegals trying to sneak down from the northern border, but mostly as a function of the weather and climate, that's pretty tough to do in Montana. I'm never going to advocate anyone to break the law.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not my job. I'm the chief law enforcement officer of the state of Montana. It's my job to tell people, follow the law. But I certainly understand the frustration, and especially when we are not getting the cooperation from our federal partners that we should. It's incredibly frustrating. Look, I've got a number of lawsuits against the Biden administration, and I know people say, oh, great, more lawsuits. That's just what we need. But that's what I can do to hold the administration to account when they're violating federal law. And look, the Biden administration is. They're breaking federal law now by not enforcing the border. The tool I have in the toolbox is to take them to federal court, sue them, and have a judge order them to follow the law. It's frustrating, but that's what I have to do.
And we have a tool as well in our toolbox for accountability, and it's called a ballot. And an election upcoming here in November as well. So that can change. We still have that. In fact, people are very concerned about protecting that as well, our ability for fair and free elections. Austin Knutson, our attorney general, is on here as we're looking at another record-breaking year of fentanyl seizures. A lot of that has to do with a wide open border. Talked about that in great detail. Austin has another... Well, I'm going to call it a bit of a win here against the Biden administration and their Title IX rule. Actually, a big win for women's rights. We'll get into that in just a little bit. Got a call coming in, though. Skip is listening. KLYQ in Hamilton. Good to hear from you, sir. Hope you're well. You're on Voices with Austin Knutson.
I thought I'd tell you the source of my thinking for this question actually came from Peter's show. They were talking about martial law, and Peter pulled it up on his magic tablet and explained what it was. And so I was wondering, as Austin would know this, I hope, what would the state of Montana do if there was a federal martial law where, in fact, the military would be used? Is there any way that we can just say, you know, we don't need you? What do you do as the chief of our law enforcement if something like that happened for any reason?
Good question. What are the protocols in place? What are the protocols for that, Austin?
How do you decide what happens in Montana? I'll leave it at that. Maybe it's an easy, maybe it's a nebula. I don't know. But thank you, sir.
Thanks, Skip. Appreciate that.
Well, first of all, Skip, God willing, that never happens, right? I don't even want to think about a scenario under which any president would declare martial law in the U.S. That would be unprecedented in this country.
Yeah.
That would lead us into a complete constitutional crisis. Functionally in Montana, I really don't think it will work because that's just a function of the way our law enforcement system is set up and why it's so important and why I support county sheriffs. We don't have a state police in Montana. There's a reason for that. We have county sheriffs. Your county sheriff is your highest elected, locally accountable law enforcement officer. That's somebody that you know, that's somebody that you vote for. It's somebody in your local county and community, and there's good reason for that. We don't have an apparatus in place for the feds to come in and seize law enforcement in Montana. On top of that, we've got laws on the books that say, if the feds come in and try to do something unconstitutional, local law enforcement is prohibited from enforcing, from assisting them. So there's that. You've also got the fact, and this is where it would get a little interesting, I think. We've got the Montana National Guard that, you know, technically they're part of the federal military system, and they would answer to the president, but they also answer to the governor. And you know, these are Montana citizens. It's too scary to even think about. I pray that we never even have to consider this hypothetical. Hope it just stays as a hypothetical. But I really don't think it would work well in Montana like it might in an East Coast populated center.
Thank you for that. Appreciate that. And Skip, thanks for the call on that. Got a text message we'll get to probably after the break here. I want to get into Title IX a little bit because it was June 13th actually released, but a really good, favorable anyway, Western District District Court decision out of Louisiana, an injunction on this. So this talk about Title IX and how this is really a big win for women's rights.
This might sound wonky, but I want your listeners to understand just how important this is. Title IX was a series of federal laws that were put into place to make sure that public schools could not discriminate against girls and women. Okay, very, very important. It's the basis for all of our female sports, girl sports. That, you know, I think between 1974, when these amendments were put in place, and today, the number of girls competing in sports has grown exponentially in this country. And that's fantastic, right? I mean, I've got two athlete daughters in high school, and it's wonderful that they have an outlet. What this rule from the Biden administration was, and understand, the administration tried to shoehorn in a 423-page rule that would have mandated Montana schools recognize children's, not sex, right? Not male versus female, because that's what's in federal law. They tried to say that that term in federal law really meant that schools had to look at the children's gender ideology. Well, what is that? We don't even know what that term means. And actually, in this rule, they wouldn't even define what that means. Mm-hmm. But what we do know, this rule would have said, this rule would have mandated Montana schools to put in gender-neutral bathrooms, gender-neutral locker rooms, and would have mandated gender-neutral travel while your kids are on the road for a field trip or a sporting event. My God, what a nightmare for a school district. I mean, let's put aside the building constraints on a school board and a superintendent. You now have to redo your locker rooms. You got to redo all your bathrooms. But let's just look at this from a liability standpoint. If you don't do this right, you're going to lose all your federal school funding.
A.G. Knutson on the line today. Montana on pace for another record-breaking year of fentanyl seizures. Of course, a lot of that has to do with the border. We've talked about that earlier. Just getting into a win, actually, for attorney generals across the state and for women's rights, as Western District Court of Louisiana has injuncted preliminarily the Biden administration's unlawful Title IX rule. We were just getting to that. It's 423 pages. Hard to fathom that. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson with us on that. We'll also have some time, too, to talk about a win earlier this week from a Kansas judge regarding the administration's student loan forgiveness program. And then a bit later on, too, we'll go to Columbia. Yes, we will go to the country of Columbia. Brett McCray and Western Merrill are there. Western's with the Department of Agriculture, and Brett's, of course, Northern Ag Network, and up there on a trade mission. So that's to come. Let's get back with Austin Knutson and Attorney General Knutson. Thank you so much for your time here. Appreciate that. We were just getting into this Title IX victory, and you were talking about really the what kind of changes this rule would force across the country, very much, in your opinion, unconstitutionally. And I'm curious, too, you know, where does this battle go? Because right now it's a battle in Montana and across our country, but it's also a battle across the world. The Olympics are coming up. They're dealing with this question as well. Where do you think this battle goes?
Well, for the states, I think it for sure goes all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. I will be shocked if we don't have to appeal this all the way up. So, I mean, just to back up and wrap up what I was saying, I'll catch people up quickly. This was a 423-page rule, not law, nothing passed by the Congress and the Senate the way you're supposed to. Okay, if the Biden administration wants to change Title IX and change the definition of the federal term sex, right? Normally, right now, that means male versus female. That's what that term means. If you want to change that, you have to go to Congress and change the law. Well, the Biden administration knows they don't have the votes to do that. And again and again and again, what do? They try to shove it through by rule through the administrative state, and they try to threaten states and threaten local agencies by threatening to take away their funding. That's exactly what they did here. This was a strong arm tactic from the Biden Department of Education. Hey, Montana schools, you will do this. You will implement our radical gender ideology in your schools. And if you don't, we'll take away your federal funding. That's the gun that was put to the head of your local school board and your local school superintendents. And I don't care where you are, if you're in Culbertson, Colstrip, or Columbus, that's what you were looking at all across the state of Montana. And this was radical, Tom. This was you have to recognize a child's preferred gender ideology, but you can't ask them what that gender ideology is because that might be discrimination. I mean, this was just the most idiotic rule we've seen come out of the Biden administration yet. Like you said, 423 pages. We sued along with Mississippi, Louisiana, Iowa. Idaho. Four of us sued, and we got in front of a federal judge and convinced that judge that yeah, this is likely unconstitutional. This went way too far. That judge permanently enjoined that law from going into effect. So big win for us. Where do we go from here?
Yeah.
I'm sure the Biden administration will appeal. And like I said, we probably end up going all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court on this issue.
Well, and you know, when you took office here, you weren't a stranger to the landscape, so to speak. But, I, you know, when you're looking at 50 lawsuits, it's probably something you didn't expect taking over how rigorous this administration has been with the deep state, I think.
Well, and I want people to understand, Tom. I mean, we kind of joke about that. You know, I've already got 50 lawsuits against the Biden administration. That wasn't something I set out to do. It's a function of I consider it my duty and my job. I mean, this administrative deep state, like you said, under the Biden administration, is out of control. They don't know how to do anything in Congress, so they try to just pass it by administrative fiat. That's not how our form of government works. You don't get to, Joe Biden's not a monarch. Donald Trump's not a monarch for that matter. I mean, I don't care who the president is. You don't just get to promulgate rules. We have a deliberative legislative process. I'm a former state legislator. I've got great respect for that process. You need to go through it. You don't just get to draft a rule and change wholesale policy in the U.S. And we've seen this administration do it again and again and again. And they keep losing, Tom. That's what's the most frustrating thing.
Energy, talk about public lands,
EPA rules,
yep,
EPA rules, public lands, energy, gun laws. Yep. I mean, the ATF, good heavens, I could have a whole division of lawyers just fighting the ATF on stupid attempts at gun control that they can't get through the Congress, so they try to just shove through and rule. It's endemic in this administration, and it's a huge part of what I do as a state attorney general.
And even though the Supreme Court, and this goes to the student loan cancellation scheme, even though the Supreme Court would have ruled definitively that you can't do this, this administration says, hold my beer.
It's such a flagrant attempt to try to pander to the young vote, Tom. And that's all this is. The administration is attempting to write off hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. Well, it's millions of dollars.
Yes.
Yeah. Of student loan debt. Well, I mean, that sounds wonderful, right? We're just going to make your student loans go away. Those loans don't just go away. All you're doing is transferring that debt to people who can actually pay it. You know, Tom, last time I checked, nobody is putting a gun to anybody's head and making them take out student loans. The way I was raised, and I think the way most Montanans were raised, is with some personal responsibility.
Yeah.
If you can't afford to pay back a loan, you maybe shouldn't take it out in the first place. This is craziness. But again, if this is policy that's going to come out of Washington, D.C., it needs to come out of the legislative branch. That's the Congress and that's the Senate. Joe Biden does not have the votes to do this because it's a bad idea. It's bad policy. They keep trying to do it through rule. They keep getting slapped down. It's unconstitutional. They know that, but it's an election year. And like I said, they're trying to pander to this young vote in hopes that they can get geriatric Joe one more term.
Let's conclude on this. Montana Law Enforcement Academy graduates 61 new officers. I think there's a few dogs in that to talk about as well.
Well, I mean, let's be clear. We're not talking about candidates. We're talking about canines. Yeah. So 61 new graduates of the Montana Law Enforcement Academy graduated yesterday. I'm extremely proud of these classes. If folks don't know it, the Department of Justice, under my administration, we also run the State Law Enforcement Academy. So every new sheriff deputy or police officer They go through that academy. Very, very proud of these folks who put their lives on the line. They go through the academy, they get the badge, and they go serve their communities. So 61 new officers going to be out in your home communities on the highways doing literally the Lord's work. Some more good news, Tom. Like you said, we've actually got some fentanyl canines now. That's a new thing. Folks don't know that, but fentanyl is such a new drug that most of your drug-sniffing canines weren't trained on fentanyl. Fentanyl is by far the most dangerous drug that we see, and it's the hottest drug right now. So the Montana Highway Patrol, we've now got 3 canines trained to detect fentanyl. Thomas is such a game changer for us. They're, with all the technology we've got, still nothing beats a dog's nose when it comes to detecting and interdicting drugs off our highways and streets in Montana. So really excited about that work.
Yeah, that me too as well. And I know that, well, we're out of time, but the dogs have been kind of through a retraining process as well. And so it's no small feat to have them come out and be that kind of assistant, that kind of patrol officer, so to speak. Thanks, Austin, for that. I appreciate that. You be well. I know you're going to be busy this summer. Travel safe and make sure you have some time for some fun somewhere, eh?
We'll find a spot to pull off the highway and pull some triggers. Absolutely.
Nice job.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson. Thanks again for joining us for the podcast. Please share and subscribe and let us know what you think. Email me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. And don't forget, we're on weekdays on your hometown radio stations all across Montana. We hope to hear from you there, too.